'Tis the Naked Scientist with Chris Smith and with Phil Rosenberg. And we also beam this programme live into Second Life. Now, that's at 6pm UK time, if you're not in the UK, which, confusingly enough, is 10 o'clock in the morning, Second Life time, because Second Life is based in California, so we work to their time. So if you want to find us in Second Life, then go to Second Life, go to the Cylands continent, and look up the Naked Scientist, and you'll see we've got a beautiful, very nice mansion there. And if you drop in on a Sunday, 6pm UK time, 10 o'clock in the morning, Second Life time, you will see other listeners who are tuning into the programme, like some of the people who have already sent in questions, and you can meet them, or at least their avatar. Speaking of which, Phil, we have heard from Wherefore Wybrow, who is in Second Life, says, does the UV exposure make solar panels more effective on Mars?
OK, well, yes, there is a lot more UV on the surface of Mars because we don't have the atmosphere to protect us. However, Mars is actually a lot further away from the sun than the Earth is. So the sunlight in general is a lot dimmer, and solar panels don't just respond to UV, they respond to normal sunlight as well. And Susan, you were saying earlier that, you know, there's a lot of dust in the atmosphere of Mars, so that would probably have an effect as well.
That's right, yeah. That's a major problem with the solar panels of the recent rovers, is that they get covered in dust and stop working effectively.
Okay, and don't forget about this week's Kitchen Science. I mean, you need to get a disposable cup, cut a hole in the bottom and plug the hole with your finger. Fill the cup with water and let it drop. Now watch the cup as it falls and see if the water's coming out the top, the bottom, or not at all. Once you've done that, email Chris at thenakedscientist.com.